today, by the way, Luke. Yes. Hair looks real great.
Spent a lot of time getting ready.
A night spent cleaning up cats and cat pee, and then ends in a beautiful proposal.
Just how you dreamed it, right, Nicole? Just how you dreamed it up.
Everybody, welcome back to Couple Things.
With Sean and Andrew.
A podcast all about couples and the things they go through.
I'm geeking out today because I'm a big fan of country music, and we're talking to arguably the hottest artist in country music today. It's Luke Combs and his fiance, Nicole Hawking.
Newly engaged, and we get to hear all of that, which was maybe the best story I've ever heard when it comes to engagements.
This is actually the first time they've shared their engagement story publicly. We're honored.
It was amazing.
Luke has been nominated the top country artist, the top country male artist, the top country album, and he had the top country song. This guy is crushing it right
Not
now.
Not just nominated, babe. He won.
He has it.
All of them.
He has it. And Nicole, it's really cool, their story, because they have been together before Luke struck stardom. And so they kind of tell what that progression has been like, what the evolution has been like, how it's affected their relationship. And I really respect Nicole and her public defense of Luke. It's not an easy thing being a spouse of someone who's kind of in the public eye. I know from personal experience, but Nicole is ferociously supportive of her significant other, and I really respect that. And if you want to find out more about Luke and his fiance, you can check them out in the description or show notes down below. And make sure you give the show a rating and subscribe to it on whatever platform you're listening. Without further ado, Nicole and Luke. All right, Nicole and Luke, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Of course.
Wait, and who's the dog?
This is JoJo.
JoJo. He's so cute.
He was made.
Hey, Nicole, I kind of want to start off. We have something in common, super random. I don't know if you have the same feelings about it as I do, but we both studied civil engineering in college. Are you still doing that right now?
No.
No.
Are you still doing it?
No, absolutely not. No. I'm doing everything I can to not do that.
Yes, but I did not graduate with that degree though.
It's so tough.
For like a year, and I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah. It's funny because I feel like we're both kind of in a similar situation where, well, we studied kind of like the concrete science, you know, whatever, like genre, and then we're mated with some creatives. Is mate a weird word to use?
Yeah, it's weird.
Sorry.
Okay, so we always start these couple things. It's just, you guys, we're going to ask you all these questions to just basically tell us all the stuff you love about each other. How did you guys meet?
Well, we knew each other from like mutual friends. We kind of moved to Nashville around the same time as each other. So we kind of, Nashville was a little bit different about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So everyone kind of knew each other. It was kind of a smaller group, I feel like. And now it's just kind of crazy. It's turned into Bachelorette Town. But
she's a joke.
Very true.
Yeah. And we kind of met through mutual friends, but we were dating other people, so it never like went past. Mm-hmm. And then we were down in Florida for a songwriters festival 1 year. We were both single, and he kind of just, I was leaving a songwriters round, and he was walking up late to it, and he was by himself, and I was just like, hey, come like hang out with us. Like, why are you by yourself?
Yeah, I looked bad too. And that's saying something.
Wait, do you remember what you're wearing exactly?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you explain it?
I was wearing a camo gym shorts from Walmart.
Hey.
Classy stuff.
I thought that was great.
And then the oldest t-shirt that I own, probably. That's what I was wearing.
It had holes in it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wait. Call that vintage now? So you were actually on trend. How about that?
I was actually up on my fashion.
Yes. Yes.
I like the deal because the gym shorts were only like $5. So
I love
it. You
know,
I was thrifty,
too.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. We started like hanging out after that. We like hung out the whole night. And I was just like, hi, I'm going to get to know this guy. And so we just kind of started talking from there.
And this was back in 2016.
Here we are.
That, yes. Is that 2016? Yes. Because we started dating them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It might sound creepy for me to say that, but that is what the Wikipedia said. So I was guessing.
It's so hey, funny. Luke, I
read the Wikipedia about myself the other day, and I'm like, this is all wrong.
Yeah. Have you guys seen some fan made a YouTube video about your guys' relationship? Have you seen this?
No. But
oh yeah, they debrief it start to finish.
Would highly recommend. Yes. It's great.
It's like a docu-series. It's creepishly like monotone. It's like Luke met Nicole in 2016.
Don't make fun of the guy.
Narrated?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Hey, listen, so I was checking out an interview about the song Beautiful Crazy, and I understand that song was written about Nicole, and I understand the first time you played it for her, you made sure that she had a friend there. Can you talk to us about that strategy? Because I really respect that.
Yeah, I think that's a solid move for anybody else. It puts the pressure on to be like, you got to react at least. You got to at least pretend like you like it.
I had a lot of wine this night, and he waited until like the end of the night, and I was like,
this show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Sean and I have been open about our journey with marriage counseling, and it's been really helpful for us. We all carry around different stressors, both big and small, and it's important to sort those out so they don't affect your relationships.
I agree, and therapy is such a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down.
We've been meeting with a therapist individually and as a couple, and it's been a great way to sort through any stressors in the week and have better communication about how we're feeling, which is hard to do when you're busy with kids.
BetterHelp is an incredible option if you're thinking of giving therapy a try. It's all online, so it's convenient and flexible with your schedule. It's also nice that you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, so you make sure it's a good fit for you.
We would highly recommend trying it out. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EastFam today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EastFam.
Okay.
It just felt like the right thing to do, you know?
Yeah. How soon after you guys had met did this song happen?
Probably after we met. We had been dating for probably 4 months, 3 months.
Okay.
Hanging out for 3 or 4 months probably that time.
So is this like the first big move that you made?
Probably like the first like really serious thing, I would think, yeah.
I'm embarrassed to say this. My parallel to that situation, Luke, I used to write Sean poems. Should I read one? Maybe.
No.
You don't want me to
no.
read it live?
No, okay. No.
It's probably better that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, we'll keep those private.
But it didn't even scratch the surface of the success that you had publicly, yeah. Unfortunately.
Poems are not in the marketplace these days, you know?
Yeah, it's a tough market for sure. Nicole, I'm curious, the favorite lyric that Luke may have written about you. Is it the beautiful part? Is it the crazy part? Which of those?
You know what? My favorite part is when at the end, when he really puts the nail in the coffin, when he says crazy about 3 times, I think it is. And then he brings in the
oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious, have there been other lyrics inspired by the relationship that have either caused arguments or been flattery?
I mean, there's multiple songs
yeah.
that I'm just like, or have like made me cry. I'm not a, like an emotional person, so that was a lot. But I feel like you haven't released the one.
Or the two. Oh, the one?
I've got a few in the chamber.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
But
there's some good ones.
None that have caused arguments.
Good.
Luke, to really tap into the female market, have you ever thought about writing a song just about a dog? Like, just about your dog?
I haven't considered that. But I've heard some good ones. There are some good ones out there.
Yeah.
Sure. I feel like if I wanted to tap into the female marketplace, I'd just write about dry shampoo and...
I mean, for real though.
I would love to hear that song.
Yes.
Hold on, wait. So there's some backstory. You guys met at a songwriting festival. Nicole, are you writing songs?
No.
Okay.
For BMI broadcast.
Yeah.
So I just was down there because I knew like
they put the festival on. Yeah. The company she used to work for.
I got. So you gotcha. Work for her, Luke? Is that what you're saying?
In an essence, yes.
Well, okay. So you guys started dating around 2016. So met, started dating. You guys then fast forward, and Luke, your career blows up. I mean, yeah. You become the artist. I mean,
0 to 100.
We love your music.
I didn't have anything going on when we met. I mean, yeah, I didn't have a record deal or a publishing deal or anything.
Which is almost a beautiful thing for your relationship, because you guys were able to build your foundation in each other before, I mean, chaos set in. Can you talk about like the dynamic between your relationship being tested? Because you got comfortable without the chaos, sure. And then had to have all this external chaos put on you guys. How did that affect your relationship?
I mean, it was pretty wild, to be honest. I mean, it's hard enough to do by yourself, I feel like, you know? Mm-hmm. Changes your life in ways that you could have never imagined, you know? And so to be a new, you know, I mean, we were still, you know, getting to know each other and growing when it was kind of going like this too. So it was like, then we moved in together at that time. She was still working full time. I was on the road all the time. So it was like, it was just this crazy like period that I'm like glad we're past, you know?
It was a lot.
She goes on the road with me all the time now, which is so great, you know?
We've done that for a year. So we've gotten used to living in small like quarters together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quarantine's not bad.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
Hold on. So you only traveled with him for a year, Nicole? And then before that, you were... Oh, so I got you.
Yeah. So when we started dating, I was working two jobs. So I'd work at BMI Monday, Friday. That's the music industry, so you're not making that much money. And I was bartending Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. So, like, I didn't have time to go on the road or take days off, really. So, and that was when we were just, like, just starting out. So, and then I quit BMI last year, and then I went on the road with him full time. And then here we are. So I've just been out for a year.
What's relationship like on the road? Living in a bus in close quarters, traveling to concert after concert after concert, having that lifestyle.
All right, as a kid, I used to love when my parents would sit down and play a game with us or do any activity. And right here in our hands, we have the KiwiCo box, which is the activity of all activities for young kids.
The colorful chemistry set, to be specific. So with Drew and Jet and Bear, we try to have really intentional playtime. And that's hard because they're all different ages and kind of in different developmental kind of phases of life. I love with KiwiCo that each month we get boxes specific to their ages and kind of like the activity development phase that they're in. So each box, this one's the colorful chemistry set. This has to do with science, but especially with Bear, it can be really hard with a 4-month-old to know like how to interact with him where he needs to be at 4 months old. And I love in these crates, they actually have cards that say, here are activities or things you can do specific to Bear that will help him identify colors or whatever it is. I love KiwiCo.
There's always something new for kids to discover, like learning about the science of ice cream, engineering robots, or doing science experiments, which our kids have loved recently. Sean is currently holding, as she said, the colorful chemistry kit, which has provided hours of entertainment for our kids. They look forward to their new crate every month, and this one kept them really engaged. We got to experiment with mixing oil and water, mixing different colors, and watching how different things react. It was so fun. We basically created our own little chemistry lab with the kids, and we could feel their excitement when they got to play around and mix things together. Plus, it barely made a mess, so it was really quick to clean up and to use again another day. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children engaged, challenged, and off their screens, but KiwiCo does the work for you, so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
Redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo.
Get 50% off your first month of any crate at KiwiCo.com when you use code COUPLE.
That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code COUPLE.
I mean, it's... I don't know. I feel like we work together really well.
Yeah.
Like, being in that, like, small bus isn't really... like tough for us. We kind of make it work. But I mean, typical day, we just wake up, eat, work out, apps, if you have it. I don't know. We just kind of make the best of it.
Yeah, just figure it out, you know? I mean, it's like every day is different. I mean, now we're, you know, she started going out when we were kind of like, you know, I mean, she started when she got on the road full time. Like, we had the most space that we've ever had as far as we got 6 buses and 5 trucks at that time. And, and you know, I've got my own green room and my own showers. Yeah. It wasn't always like that before. It was like we would rent a van and there might not even be a green room. So it's nice because we're able to have we have our own bus. We have our own bedroom, our own bathroom on the bus. And everybody else is sharing bunk space and dressing room.
Living room.
And so luckily we don't have to do that. So we have the space that we need. I mean, it's still not a lot of space, but it's a lot more than everyone else has, you know?
Yeah. I, the first year Shauna got married, I was playing with the Raiders and she was going on this tour with the Olympics. And, it was super stressful because I feel like in those situations where one person, I don't know, is like really pursuing their dream, it's so helpful to have another person there, like to just fully support. And so ultimately I ended up getting cut from the Raiders and was able to travel with Sean on the tour. And it was good because otherwise there's so much tension. I feel like, at least with her, she would perform in front of, you know, 40,000 people. And she's on this high because she's doing like such a unique once in a lifetime opportunity every night. And then I'm, you know, 1,000 miles away from her when I wasn't with her. And it's like, I want to support you whatever I can. I want to be happy for you, but I can't, like, it put this weird tension in our relationship. So I'm pumped that you guys are able to do that together. I feel like that was helpful for us to go through together.
Yeah. We basically did the same thing. I felt the same exact way because I stayed at home for, what was it, like 2 years pretty much while he was training and his career was growing and growing. And I wanted to be there for all those like first moments and stuff.
Yeah.
Like
big moments, especially, you know?
Yeah.
And then like miss her not being there, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I feel like you're getting to do all this exciting stuff, and then you don't get to be with the person that you want to do all this exciting stuff with. You know?
I feel like it's also an interesting and hard dynamic too, because when you are on the road without your significant other, and this exciting stuff happens, you want to share it, but you also don't want to be that person that's calling them every night and being like, "Guess what happened? It was the coolest day ever." And right. But yet you do. It was always confusing for me because I didn't want to make him feel guilty for not being there, but I wanted to share it with him. It's just a hard dynamic balancing that lifestyle apart.
Yeah.
Your career was climbing and you guys had just started dating. You guys led a more normal life probably back then. Now it's like the chaotic life of superstar fandom.
It feels more normal now, really.
Yeah.
Because we're together all the time. So it's like, you know, if I'm going to Australia, she's going to Australia. You know what I mean? So now it's kind of like our normal life is just doing that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Which I like that, you know? It feels easier now than it did then.
Yeah. Wow.
We've interviewed quite a few couples who have interesting dynamics of like living on the road, whether they're athletes or actresses or... And just figuring out the relationship side, what is it like living in a fishbowl is what I always say. So every single person has their opinion. Every single person writes a tabloid story based off of what you ate for dinner or how you did your hair. How does that affect your guys' relationship?
Which looks great today, by the way, Luke. Yes. Hair looks real great.
I spent a lot of time getting ready.
I mean, it is weird because everyone, they only see like a certain side of your relationship and it's what you decide to put out there. And because they're not here every day with us, like in the bus, in our house, like they don't see that side of it. So they only see like what we decide to put out. And it's like they have their opinions on it. If I don't put out enough, they think we've broken up. You know, like it's weird and it's something that I haven't like gotten comfortable with yet.
Are you frustrated with buying your kids clothes and having them grow out of them literally within a week? I know I am. Then you need to check out Posh Peanut. I love this brand. Their clothes are amazing quality and made from viscose from bamboo. So they stretch with your kid as they grow and are four times stretchier than cotton.
They have different designs you can pick from, like Barbie, flowers, Disney, and Hot Wheels. So we let our kids pick out which ones they wanted. And of course, Drew picked the pattern with Disney princesses.
Oh, yes. She loves her Disney princess pajamas. Plus, I swear their clothes get even softer the more you wash them, which usually doesn't happen with kids' clothes. I also love that their clothes are chemical-free, which means they're delicate enough for babies with sensitive skin, which is something we've been paying attention to for Bear.
Posh Peanut is made for infants and kids, but they also have sizes for moms and dads if you want the whole family to match. Let's be honest, every family has done a matching moment. And if you're not a parent, consider this a perfect gift idea.
For real, you guys, we love this brand and they're loved by over a million parents. Check them out.
Right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code EastFam. Go to poshpeanut.com/EastFam and use promo code EastFam for 20% off your first order.
She doesn't love the spotlight.
Yeah.
Which I don't either, you know, but I don't really have a choice. So,
yeah.
You know, part of my job, I guess. So it's just like people just look into stuff too much. Like they look for things that aren't there. It feels like to me. They analyze everything that's posted or every picture about what does this mean? Is there a deeper meaning to this? You know? And yeah. So it's like, to me, it's like, that's just it's kind of strange.
Is there a deeper meaning?
Anyways, in my opinion, but you know, that's what people are into. That's what they're into.
Yeah.
Is there a way you guys have talked through that or figured out a way to balance it? Again, referencing, I mean, some other couples that we've talked to, they've figured out boundaries of we're going to post this, but we won't ever post this. We're going to share this side of our life, but not this. Have you guys figured out what best suits your relationship?
I don't think we've ever really felt the need to talk about it.
No. Good. Just like, I mean, things we wouldn't post, like if it's like a security thing or something like that.
Yeah.
We're
not going to do stuff like that, but like, so, like, I feel like that'll start coming into play when we, like, have children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a whole different thing. So, I'm sure you guys know that.
Yes. A kid makes it all weirdly complicated.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the best part. For the best way.
Yeah, I just think about little stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I hate having to think about, like, where are we going to go eat dinner or, like, you know? Like, you just have to – everything is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you guys heard of Uber Eats or Postmates yet? Because yeah. It's pretty clutch.
No, we don't have it out here.
Oh, dang.
Bummer.
That's brutal. I'd love to hear, it's my understanding you guys got engaged in the beautiful environment of a kitchen. Yes. I'd love to hear the story if you'd like to share.
Oh, I got the story if you want to hear it.
Yes, please.
We never fully told this story, by the way. Have we ever told this full story?
Hey, listen, no pressure.
Okay, I'll tell
you. So, yeah, I want to hear it.
Actually, the
it's
day.
It's not cute. It is, but it's not like.
It was supposed to be that, but it wasn't that. So, which I think makes it better. So it was the day that we were moving from our apartment that we lived in Nashville to this house that we bought. So that was November?
Almost, yeah.
Yeah. November. Yeah. So it was, we bought the place, we closed on it. The guy that was living here, he had to live here for a little bit longer after the closing date. So, I mean, I was on the road or anyway, so we couldn't move in like day of. So we hired a moving company to move all our stuff from our apartment to the new house. So in the meantime, we went to my manager's house to spend the day there while they were moving all the stuff. It's about an hour apart. You know, so we had to bring the cats with us. We have two cats. We didn't have this guy at the time. And so the cats do not travel well. On the way to this house, her cat peed in the crate, and my cat threw up in the crate.
Oh, gosh.
So that was awesome. So we spent the big part of the morning giving them baths and cleaning them. And, you know, they're all stressed out because we're at some strange house with a bunch of people and stuff. And so I had bought the cat's new collars with our new address on them. And she loves her cat more than anything in the world. The cat she got in college named Buck. And he always sits on her lap on the couch. And so I had the ring, and I was going to put it on the cat's collar was the idea.
Cute. Very so cute.
On him when we got to the new house and everything, and he was going to jump up on her lap and everything. So on the way, about 10 o'clock at night rolls by. She's got work in the morning for the first time with an hour's drive into Nashville, where it used to be a 5-minute drive. And so we get to the house at 11 p.m. the night before she's got to go to work. There's just stuff everywhere. Our stuff is the bed's piled up with clothes, the couch is in different pieces. And about halfway to the house, her cat pees on himself again.
Oh, no.
And like having like a sort of panic attack type.
It was very thing, I was actually panicking.
Where he started like heaving and like.
He was like just panting.
Hyperventilating and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
So she couldn't get him out of the crate because he peed all over himself. So this is getting it's a very heated moment because we're in the middle of nowhere.
He's getting mad at me. I'm getting mad at him.
And oh my gosh.
You know, she doesn't know why I'm getting upset.
Yeah.
So she thinks I'm upset with the cat.
Right.
She's getting mad at me because she's like, don't blame the cat. It's not his fault. So we get to the house. And so I realized, you know, the cats are covered in pee. They're in the shower, closed in the shower. They don't get it all over the house. Stuff's everywhere. It's almost midnight. By the way, her parents are flying in the next morning. And I've already told them I'm going to ask her today.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
So you can't delay it.
Do the plan. Because her parents are going to show up. She's picking her parents up. And they're going to be like, congratulations. Right. So I have to ask her at this point. So I pretty much just told her what I was going to do. Is that right?
Well, you were like, so after I gave him their baths and everything, I was like, all right. He was like, okay, I also like, I got these, you know, collars for the cats, new collars with the new whatever address on it. And he was like, oh, and I also got you this. And then he pulls it out, gets down on my knee, does the whole thing. I black out. I don't remember this. And and I was just like, my ears are hot. Like, what's going on?
That's what she said. My ears are hot.
What? No, it was a lot. I mean, I wasn't expecting it at all. Like, in the least bit, especially not in that moment. And, I mean, obviously I said yes, but I was just like.
Caught you off guard.
It was.
I mean, a night spent cleaning up cats and cat pee and then ends in a beautiful proposal.
Just how you dreamed it, right, Nicole? Just how you dreamed it up.
Always want to do this, you know?
I feel like girls, we always set majorly extravagant expectations on proposals.
Yes. I mean, in a wedding, like I expected, like I was, as a kid, I was like, okay, I'm going to have this wedding. This is what it's going to be. It's going to be great. And I even started a Pinterest board when I was in college. It's completely different now.
Oh yeah.
The old Pinterest board.
Now there's,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
So last three questions we always ask every couple. You first have to choose who goes first without knowing the question. No pressure.
Okay.
Wait, you want to go first? I'll go first.
Okay.
Luke, what is your biggest pet peeve when it comes to Nicole?
Ooh, I like it. Sometimes I feel like she gets mad at me for nothing.
Preach. Preach.
Okay. Wait, now Nicole, what's your biggest pet peeve with Luke? Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt with like the quality and the fit is near impossible. I told you guys that I found Skims while I was pregnant, and now postpartum, I found the best nursing bra known to mankind from Skims. Well, they've outdone themselves again because they now have the perfect t-shirt, especially postpartum with a changing body. I can guarantee you, you won't find a t-shirt like it. I love also that Skims has a fit for everyone, from the long t-shirts to the cropped. They truly have like sizes and qualities and styles for every single thing you could want. So the cotton jersey t-shirt is the one that I'm talking about. It is an absolute staple. I feel like I'm reaching for it literally every day, especially nursing with Bear. It's breathable and soft, and it somehow gets even softer and still holds its shape after every wash. If I could only recommend two of the Skims t-shirts, I would say the cotton jersey t-shirt, which I have in mineral, or the boyfriend t-shirt, literally in any color, are probably my two favorite t-shirts that they make. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. After you place your order, select podcast. In the drop-down menu, select couple things to let them know we sent you. Have a good one.
So like I'll like clean up this whole room or something, and then he'll leave like a shirt.
I knew that's what
like
it was.
Like a dirty shirt.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Hamper's right there.
This is a very common trend amongst all women, because we always complain that they just, I swear, clothes fall off him as he walks through the house. Yes. And I've tried to like strategically place hampers around the house, and they always end up at like the foot of it. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Luke,
just put it in the hamper.
Shorts right by our hamper.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but
all the time.
Throw it in the hamper and it doesn't get in there.
Not good at hoops.
So the whole point is me throwing it in the hamper is so I don't have to walk over to the hamper. So yeah. This, I'm not going to walk over to the hamper because I already didn't want to walk over.
Walk over to the hamper.
I just,
yeah, same.
At some point, we're going to be walking that stretch, you know?
But here's the thing, Luke, she'll say like, oh, you always leave all your clothes out and it's so messy, and then she'll complain on the other hand that I don't ever change clothes, and I'm like, well, which one is it, Sean? I either have a lot of clothes that I leave out or I never change. Like, you can't have it both ways.
For 2 days.
Yeah.
No, he goes for like 5 outfits a day. I don't even know why. We're in quarantine. You shouldn't be going through 5 outfits a day.
That'd be prepared, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
I do have to say, we share agricultural interests. Again, I don't know if I'm using the right words today, but it sounds like you guys have been busy, kind of like tending to the chickens. Is that right? So I wish.
Problem at the moment.
The what?
We're having an escape issue at the moment.
Oh, this is exciting! A little Shawshank Redemption.
I don't really know how, so trying to piece that together, but.
Well, detectives Nicole and Luke on the scene. But so I walked into this marriage and my family were beekeepers. Mm-mm. And Sean will have nothing to do with my hobby there.
He tried to have like a whole bee farm on our property. And I was like, absolutely not.
Completely reasonable.
We aren't having bees at our house.
That'd be pretty cool.
He's actually talked about that.
Yeah.
I'll show you the ropes. There's a follow-up question to the pet peeve.
Oh, yeah. What's the thing you love the most about each other?
Ooh, am I going first?
Yeah.
I might as well. You don't have to just keep it to just one.
Oh, not doesn't have to be just one. I love how she doesn't take any shit from anybody. Like, including myself. You know? Like, that's just pretty admirable to me. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, she's beautiful and she's funny. I mean, we know that. But she's, I don't know. She's just a boss, you know?
I love that.
I love about you. I feel like we're in therapy. I mean, he's very thoughtful. He makes me coffee every morning and loves making me breakfast. Like, he cares. He's very thoughtful and he cares.
I love that.
I was impressed. I was listening to your interview with Bobby Bones, and you seem to be a thoughtful gift giver. You gave him like some personalized shoes or something, and it's like, you know what? I need to do a little better job at that. Sean used to be like that, but then we married each other, and that was the end of the road for the thoughtfulness. But just kidding, I'm kidding.
He's like one of those people that like I'll say something random, and then he'll just put it like in his notes in his phone, and like when he wants to give a gift, he knows exactly what to get. And I am the worst. I'm so bad at that. like an anniversary or anything comes around, I'm like, oh no, he has everything.
It's hard to get me gifts because, like, one, when you do this, like, people want to give you stuff all the time. It's very – I don't understand that. I'm totally here for it. But I also, like, if there's something I really want, I just get it.
Yeah.
And so she's horrible like, habit. What am I supposed to get for a gift? Because you just bought everything that you want.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Just handwritten card. There you go.
Macaroni art.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. Nicole, to back up what Luke said, I know there's been at least one case of you publicly defending Luke and like not taking anything I just think it's super admirable, but I'm excited for you guys and know you're engaged and planning the wedding, which I'm not excited about that for you. Maybe one of you enjoys it, maybe the other, but
it's fun.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a pleasure to talk to you guys. Thanks for giving us the time. Luke, I'll show you the bees. Maybe we could play rugby against each other. I was an outside center, so.
Ooh, too fast, bro. Yeah.
And then Nicole, if you ever want to do some calculus problems or talk about, you know, the force and momentum for civil engineering, we can do that too.
We can talk beekeeping.
Yeah, there we go. Love that. Anyway, thanks for the time, guys. Good meeting you.
Thanks for having us.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
All right, real quick for all of those listening out there, we don't ask for a lot of favors, I don't think, babe, do we?
No.
But we're going to ask you a favor today, all right? If you're listening to Couple Things Podcast on Apple Podcasts specifically, will you please do us this short, quick favor?
We want to make sure you're staying up to date with our show, and Apple's latest iOS update has paused downloads for many listeners, and some of you have expressed our latest episodes aren't being recommended to you on Apple Podcasts anymore.
So here's how to make sure you're getting your episode. And again, this is for Apple Podcasts specifically. Open up that podcast app on your iPhone.
Search Couple Things and tap our show's icon.
And then in the top right corner, you might see a plus follow symbol. If you do, tap it to resume following the show.
If you get a prompt to, quote, turn on automatic downloads, say yes. That way, you'll get all of the episodes. Thank you so much, guys. We're so glad this update was brought to our attention because we want to make sure we're reaching as many of you as we can.
Love y'all, and we really appreciate you doing this.